Good morning, Matthew. I'm Cal Cornbread Halverson with your MI Farm Brief for Saturday, July 25, 2026. Here's your weather for Dodge County, MN. Today, a high near 89 degrees, mostly sunny. Tonight, a low near 72 degrees, partly cloudy. Now for Cal's market read. At Friday's close, corn steady, and beans added about 10 cents. Recent trend, over the last 5 sessions, corn has firmed and beans have firmed. That is the backdrop your cash bid is moving against. Here is our read on why. Cutting the other way, demand still reads firm per ag week. Moisture deficit concerns continue to add up across the upper Midwest. Honest truth, the tape does not hand us one clean reason today, so take this as our best read, not gospel. Stocks point higher into the open. S&P futures up about 0.1%. A firmer tape eases the borrowing and input cost mood your lender watches, though it does not move your cash bid by itself. Now, here is what moved across the wires from my news desk. Story 1. Moisture deficit concerns continue to add up across the upper Midwest. That means drought concerns in the region will continue. It'll bring dangerous heat and humidity, but outside of isolated storms, conditions look dry for much of July. Joel 4 by AgWeek TV weather pattern shifts as calendar switches to July. Storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom explains how June's cooler weather pattern will shift to heat heading into July. Gen 20 by AgWeek TV weather mostly cool and dry conditions likely to persist into late June. Storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom looks at recent rainfalls, drought conditions and what the forecast for the next 2 weeks looks like in terms of temperature and precipitation. Story 2. USDA announces August reopening of Arizona port for cattle imports from Mexico. Beginning August 24th, the department says it will open the Douglas, Arizona port to cattle trade. Are they going to be fat cattle? And again, additional flight dispersal coming on the end of this year. Ag Secretary Burke Rowland says following the reopening of the Douglas, Arizona port of entry, operational steps will be implemented simultaneously for subsequent openings at the Santa Teresa, New Mexico and Columbus, New Mexico ports. USDA says the reopening of the southern ports is contingent on Mexico's adherence to the Joint Action Plan. Story 3. AgWeek TV Full Show. Oilseed boom, crops and heat, swine education, State Fair Ag Ed will see why canola and sunflower acres are up. Livestock producers need to keep animals cool in extreme heat and humidity. Stopping woodied encroachment. A Minnesota farm celebrates 150 years. Story 4. An outdoorsman's journal. That means more trail for future Ice Age trail hikers. Moving rocks large and small to and from the trail is difficult, but important work. An outdoor adventures writer since 1989, he enjoys hobby farming, adventure, and anything outdoors. Visiting an American chestnut tree can still be a celebration, even though it's not what it would have been 125 years ago. Story 5. USDA to reopen southern border cattle trade. The department will open the Douglas, Arizona port on August. The closure of the southern ports of entry for the last year has been a tough, but necessary action to control the spread of NWS in Mexico and protect the American livestock industry. The plan includes coordinating with Mexico to track and develop a risk-based trapping plan, as well as support Mexico's hiring of over 500 surge staff for trapping and animal movement control. Importing cattle from Mexico allows beef packers to better meet consumer demand given the tight supply of U.S. cattle. Story 6. Governor Jim Forte cuts ribbon at multi-use ag facility. In Montana, agriculture is more than just our number one industry, it's a part of our way of life. The analytical lab provides testing and analytical services to analyze feed, fertilizer, pesticides, groundwater, and other samples used by producers, researchers, and regulatory programs across the state. Nebraska Cattlemen Annual Convention Policy Committees completed their work on deck. This event has been held for over 45 years and continues to be the leading information, technology, and research outlet for cow/calf producers. Story 7. Ag groups react favorably to Section 301 tariff exemptions. Trade Representative concluded its quick Section 301 investigation Thursday into allegations that 60 countries have not properly enforced prohibitions against importation of products made using forced labor. Seed sector remains a committed partner in combating forced labor and in supporting the innovation pipeline that empowers American farmers to lead the world in agricultural exports. Andy Levine, ESTA President and CEO, said in a statement. Jobs, manufacturing, and the economy, William Bill Murray, NCA's President and CEO, said in a statement. The tariffs also remove tariffs on UK whiskies. However, that exemption doesn't extend to all imported spirits and wines. Story 8. Soybeans rise on weather concerns as wheat dips. Forecasts into early August for large parts of the region are hot and dry, potentially stressing the crop. Corn was mixed, while closing out the week in positive territory. France's Agrimer says 38% of that crop is in good to excellent shape, a dip of 2% on the week and significantly lower than last year because of hot, dry weather. Agrimer now has Russia's 2026 wheat crop at 90 million tons with an export potential of 44.5 million tons. Story 9. Data and drones helping farmers squeeze more from every acre. Deepak Joshi, a precision agriculture specialist at Kansas State University, said yield data collected by combine harvesters is one of the most powerful tools on today's farms. That long-term view supports more precise input decisions. Spray drones are not here to replace the ground rig, he said. This study was published June 6 in Environmental Evidence by a USDA Agricultural Research Service scientist and his Swiss colleagues. Story 10. Democrats poised to nominate Troy Jackson in must-win Maine Senate race. Hundreds of Democrats are gathering in Bangor on Saturday morning for a state convention to pick their Senate nominee after the primary winner, Graham Plattner, ended his campaign earlier this month after a sexual assault allegation, which he denied. It's the first time Collins, from Aroostook County, will be facing an opponent who also hails from the same sprawling area. Ahead of the convention, Sahil Kapoor is a senior national political reporter for NBC News. And now, a stop at the coffee shop. Here is today's joke. The drone took a picture of the corn maze from above. The farmer's wife said, "It looks like a tractor." He said, "That was the design." She said, "You designed it." He said, "With your help, you held the GPS. You always do." Here is Cal's quiz. Who was named the first Commissioner of Agriculture on May 15, 1862? A. Isaac Newton. B. Norman J. Coleman. C. Henry A. Wallace. D. Justin Smith Morrill. And the answer, Isaac Newton, a Pennsylvania dairy farmer, not the physicist. Lincoln named him on the same day he created the USDA. Newton served until his death in 1867. Source, USDA History Office. That is your brief. Have a safe day in the fields, and thanks for letting MI Farm I ride along this morning.